Thank you to our friends at Hallo for making this office possible. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Oh, how our Lady's brightness shines beyond the jasmine dark and fair. In her divisions melt away, preparing us for boundless love. She is the river we the thirst. She is the star and we the rays. She is the ship and we the net. We are her servants, she the queen. Her eyes she turns to those who weep, a mother's love to those in need. Her praying hands a cooling breeze. In darkened land she is our sun. When shadows clothe this veil of tears, and voices in the home are stilled, we praise you, Lord, the three in one, whose name is love that knows no end. Amen. I have consecrated this temple, and my name shall dwell within it. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I have consecrated this temple, and my name shall dwell within it. Blessed are you, O Mary, from you has come the salvation of the world. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your early arising, you're going later to rest. You toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed are you, O Mary, from you has come the salvation of the world. The Virgin Mary is exalted above all the choirs of angels. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Virgin Mary is exalted above all the choirs of angels. I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. God will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God." Her children rose up, and they called her blessed.
Her children rose up, and they called her blessed.
She opened her lips with wisdom, and her tongue spoke words of love.
And they called her blessed.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Her children rose up, and they called her blessed.
Nicra sum sed formosa, filiae Jerusalem, iteo dilexit me rex, et introduxit me in cubilicum sum. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancilla suae, et Seinem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi mania qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordieus a progenie in progenies, dimentibus eium, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cortis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, exudientes implivit bonis, et divites dimisit in anne, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula, gloria patri et filio, et spiritui sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Nigra sum sed formosa, filiae Jerusalem, ideo dilexit me rex, et introduxit me in cubiliculum suum. God sent us the Blessed Virgin Mary to console us in our sorrow and to lead us to Himself. Let us confidently pray.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
You made Mary the gate through which the true light shone over the earth. By the light of her Son, may the Church seek justice for the oppressed and peace for all people.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
The image of the mother of your Son was imprinted on the garment of the Indian Juan Diego with the features of his race. Imprint within us Mary's virtues and her love for the poor and the defenseless.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
Through Mary you changed barren Tepeyac into a fragrant garden of flowers. Through her transform us that we may grow fruitfully as true Christians.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
In Juan Diego, you give us an example of simplicity and humility. Teach us constancy in suffering and fidelity to the gospel.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
You made the Virgin Mary the protector of all who call upon her and trust in her. May the light of her consolation shine on those who have departed from this life.
Grant us her love, help, and protection. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, Father of mercies, who placed your people under the singular protection of your Son's most holy mother, grant that all who invoke the Blessed Virgin of Guadalupe may seek with ever more lively faith the progress of peoples in the ways of justice and peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat,
et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Thank you for praying with me. This episode was made possible by Hallo, the number one prayer app in the world. Hallo has over 10,000 audio-guided prayers, meditations, and music to help you find peace and grow closer to God. Get 3 months free of Hallo at hallo.com/singthehours. God bless.